See Radio Kent. Travel news on the way on Kent's radio station.
If we don't do these, somebody else will.
The Canterbury Festival with music, theatre and comedy starts on Saturday. Over the next week, we're talking to some of the artists and performers taking part in Kent's International Arts Festival, including Ollie Knights from the soft rock band Turin Breaks.
3 million backs against the wall, at least our feet would dry.
Ollie, great to have you with us on the programme. Welcome.
Hello.
Now, I've just been listening back to some of the tracks I remember. I think it was 1995. 2005 was the time, Aether Song. And I remember this really well because there was a photo shoot, I'm sure, at Dungeness. Am I right with that, or is it my memory going?
No, you're right. It was 2003. Well, in fact, it was probably 2002 when that was the photo was taken. But, yeah, It was very close to Dungeness, just like right next door to it at this place where they had these amazing, I think they were called sound mirrors.
Yeah, because if the listening ears, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, it was sort of pre-radar technology. Very, very cool.
I guess, though, that kind of inspired you guys, and not just because it's a great place and take some pictures and be part of the Turin Breaks look, but also just because it's got that gadgetry and that kind of the way you've looked at music and how your sound is very, very different. I mean, I love some of the tracks I've heard over the years.
Yeah, we've always... I mean, we're very geeky, you know. We get into... We get into conceptual stuff, you know. The music's always had a lot of stargazing ideas in it, you know. We're always singing about the big stuff, and that was kind of nice because we always contrasted it with, you know, fairly small music. It was sort of music that was larger than the sum of its parts, you know. It's sort of an acoustic duo at the centre of the whole thing. So,
Essentially you and Gail.
That is basically, we're just very, very old pals that, you know, have always made music together. And but we also have made friends with a bunch of other musicians, and we've got a live band that have usually played with us for the last 10 years. So.
Did you do well in the States? Because I will remember in 2003 being in America and seeing in one of the big record stores, there was a massive section dedicated to Turin Breaks, and that probably got me more interested in hearing more of your stuff.
We certainly had, we've had a few moments there. I'm glad to say the first two records, there was a lot of interest because there's a real sort of Anglophile movement over there, and we've always also been very, you know, been very lucky with syncs. We've kind of managed to get a lot of film and television syncs over in America, which has been a huge help. Having said that, you know, we've had times when we've toured America and played to three people and their dog, you know. But it's like that over there. It's kind of, every time you go, you're sort of starting from scratch, really, because it's just so big.
I know you've got a podcast. Is it still going on? Because I listened into the website, and we can listen in a little bit. This is at the very beginning.
This is the first Turin Breaks podcast ever, possibly the last.
Is the podcast still going on?
It sure is, yeah. Oh, look, that's brilliant. That makes it sound like the real radio when you put it over there. It is. We do one every now and then, like once a month, I think, at the moment, we seem to manage to do. So we love it. We absolutely love doing it. Every time we do one, we kind of wish it was our job. We wish that was our main job, was producing those podcasts, because it's just so much fun.
Absolutely. Next album, then, for you. Tell us about it.
Oh, next album! Wow. There will definitely be something released next year.
Good.
It might be something more to do with a live record. We're in discussions. Let's put it that way. But we definitely want to put something out. You know, I think the lovely thing about being on an indie label is the old rules of sort of, we used to get stuck on this rota system where you couldn't really release more than one thing every 2 or 3 years. It was very difficult to get more out than that. But the way because things are smaller and more independent, we can move a lot more quickly. So I think we're going to try and take advantage of that.
Well, I know we're going to see you then. Touring Breaks are Thursday, 28th of October at Shirley Hall at the King's School in Canterbury. It's at 7:30. You can find out more at canterburyfestival.co.uk. It's really good to hear from you. Thanks for spending a few moments with us, and we hope that goes really well. I mean, Canterbury's a great place anyway, but as a venue, I think you'll enjoy it. You've got earlier on in that period of time, the Canterbury Festival starting tomorrow, you've got Keeping Up Appearances, Patricia Routledge, who's going to be in the very same venue.
Wow.
You're in good company.
Yeah.
Ollie, thank you.
Thanks very much.
It's Ollie Knights from Cheering Breaks. He was impressed. It's 10 to 6 on BBC Radio Kent, updating you on the latest travel news. Report